Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Adol Loach. And we're in the middle, actually with the last segment. It's amazing how 2 hours flies, you know, and you start off the show, you think, like, what are you going to talk about? And it just keeps going. I mean, we had Tom Suozzi this morning for an hour. It was just an hour of wonderful radio, an hour of wonderful conversation with a man who's articulate, knowledgeable, and a nice guy at the end of it. And that's the important thing. When you have somebody on the show, if they're a nice person, you don't say anything right or wrong. It's just a conversation. And having Otto as my co-host is, and I'm not saying this versus other ones, they're all very good, but we get along fine. I mean, I tell so many of my friends about Otto. And then, of course, Christina putting together the shows each week. It's just how she does it. And I know she's stressed now because she's the schedule queen. Guess not. We don't go out too far now because we don't know what's happening in 2 weeks. So.
I know. It's really hard to be
flexible. I'm throwing it to you, Christina. What do you want to talk about now?
Yeah. So I want to let people know that next week's show, we're having on Manda Crystal, who is the Financial Exploitation and Abuse Program Coordinator over at Family and Children's Association. So she's been doing all these presentations on frauds and scams in this current society. I mean, it's horrible to even think that people are doing that, but the scammers are right on it because I guess they have a lot of time on their hands and they have nothing better to do.
And she does an hour program.
Yeah, she's actually going to be on for a half hour.
A half hour, okay.
Yeah, she's going to be on for a half. I mean, it could be run a little longer, but we'll see. But she's going to talk about the 2020 census scams, coronavirus pandemic scams, and there's been a lot of scams with the government relief checks. So she's going to go over all that. So I just want to kind of promote what's going to come. Then the following week, we have on Nassau County Comptroller Jack Schneerman is going to be on our show. So he'll give us some updates from his end of things. Then we have on TJ Hatter, who is the Long Island Director of Intergovernmental Affairs, the Office of the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. So he's actually going to talk about what the Attorney General's office is doing to kind of get ahead of this scam situation. And then we're going to see. We're going to have another guest. So stay tuned. Hopefully this week I get the next guest for, and then that'll be May. And then I have to go and cancel June schedules and reschedule those. So.
Well, actually, after the show today, we'll talk to Dan. I think we'll be maybe in July, but who knows? But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with June.
It's the school and everything that goes on.
So Dan had said, you know, we talked earlier, so I'm going to do, you know, we'll be doing Zoom interviews through.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, if there's some kind of miracle, then we'll be back. So who knows? We'll just.
Okay, I didn't realize you talked to Dan. That's perfect. Good.
Yeah, we'll play that by ear. But I also want to remind people, in as far as the scam stuff goes, you can call the Nassau County District Attorney's Office has a coronavirus scam hotline. That's 516.
That's Madeline Singer. She's probably going to come on in June. If we're going to have June open, Madeline will come on in June.
Awesome. So that's 516-571-3505. You could also, there's so many organizations. You can call the Federal Trade Commission. The New York Attorney General has a helpline, which is 800-771-7755. You're also able to file like online complaints for a lot of these things. You know, I was doing research trying to pull up stuff, and there's all kind of, you know, promotional material. And obviously each of these different government offices handles kind of a different aspect of things, but I really recommend, you know, to start probably with a county situation. They could steer you you know, where to go. But stay tuned for that. I think it's really, we have a lot of great shows. I'm excited that we're getting these people on. That's the only perk of, you know, having to Zoom and everyone being home, because most people are home, so they could, you know, do an interview for an hour. So it makes my job a little easier. So that's exciting.
We have had and we will continue to have some good guests. And as we said earlier, They're timely and they're informative for what's going on now. Not that we always have good guests, mm-hmm. but we're trying to keep people a little bit more informed week by week.
Yeah, with the situation, you know, and that's the bottom line. Like, listen, there's days that I'm like so over talking about coronavirus, right. but it's a topic that everybody wants, needs to talk about because it changes so frequently, you know, day to day. And our job here is to inform everyone. So.
I have gotten to the point where we will only watch one show, one news show at 6:30. And whatever we learn then about the coronavirus is what we learn.
Yeah, I agree. I
like emails, but other than that, you know.
Yeah, I just, and a lot of times I'll just like look at the quick recap on the phone, you know, because work has been so busy that like, I'm like, oh my God, I just missed Cuomo. You know, it's like, so I just quickly can like see, you know, what was recapped because I can't even do it. It's just, it was becoming too much. You know, and then you just, there's just too many factors. So I'm with you, Otto. It's like less information sometimes is better.
Yeah, I agree with you. Have I told you, I'm going to go to another personal story about my granddaughter, Corey? It just shows how this corona has taken over the world. My daughter, she has a dollhouse. She's playing with it. This,
yes.
doll, I just, this doll has corona. This one has the double flu. It's like, oh, he's going to be 5 in August. But and my daughter tries to keep her away from all the TV, but you still hear something.
I know. No, it's really hard. Because a lot of my friends, you know, I've been trying to here and there, you know, I had a lot of like birthdays that transpired.
I see them all.
And so I've been trying to do kind of these social distancing, you know, drop offs and stuff because it's heartbreaking to not be able to, you know, see them. You know, so what they've all been telling their kids, because obviously they're all different ages, you know, and one of my friends, which I liked her tactic, she told them like, there's just like germs out there. And as soon as the germs are gone, like we could like resume business as usual. We could like hug each other and, you know, not be like 6 feet apart because they look at me and I'm like their playmate. And they're like, why is she not playing with me? And I'm like, please God, there's just germs, you know? But you know, my other friends, it's like, I feel horrible for these little girls because they just think like everyone is contaminated and sick. So there's different things going out there that people are telling their kids. So it's just, it's weird, you know, and obviously it affects everyone in different ways. And like I said, some days are easier than other days. But all we can do is keep on keeping on in one day at a time.
Not really. Going all the way to an adult. I'm sure, you know, poor people, especially seniors who were by themselves, widows, yeah. widowers, but they still had somebody come and visit them, a grandchild or their adult child, or they went out to the social center or something.
No, it's true. I was just talking about my mom the other day because she was saying, she's like, I'm so blessed that, you know, me and my brother are her life, you know, right. Thank God we're all in one, you know, house. So this way, you know, she's like, but I think about those seniors who are all alone. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible to think that here it's like all this time is just going by. You know, that you're can't, you know, and that's why it's really important to just make any kind of effort that you possibly can, you know, because it's really, listen, it sucks. We all wish we could be together and do happy things, but I feel like you have to find kind of creative ways that might not be obviously as great as the original way, but it's important to do. So
think about how many things are going on in people's lives. If you look at your own picture and then compare mm-hmm. it to, let's say you were supposed to get married and
yep.
have 250 people at Westbury Manor.
Yeah.
You know, right. And you were going to go to France for your honeymoon and whatever. But now all of a sudden, no. Or worse yet, you have a close member in your family pass away and
right.
nobody can do anything. You know, it's a terrible situation. I know the nursing home routine that I mentioned is terrible. People who are in there, a lot of times, they really don't understand that
yeah.
All of a sudden nobody's visiting me. And they drop the entertainment in those places. You know, they always have people come in and play music and songs and whatever. That's all out because they can't come in. So, you know, there's a lot of people going through a very, very bad time.
I know.
They're isolated in their own mind. They're isolated.
Of course. It's just, you know, and that's why it's important, you know, as I say. And listen, like I said, I don't succeed at it every day of my life, but I kind of try for the most part to really be thankful, you know, because it can, you know, I'm like getting sick of saying like it always could be worse, but I feel like that's like my catchphrase. You know, but it's important to really sit there. And, you know, it's also the responsibility of like the younger person or the neighbor, you know, that's more able to really help, you know, to be out there and make that effort, because it can really impact someone's life. Like everyone's just kind of trying to do what they can do right now. And I think it's the part of everyone to like be better. And yeah, like sometimes you don't want to be bothered, but making that effort really could, you know, change someone's life, you know.
You know, there's a flip side to that too. Some people choose to live their life in sort of an isolated fashion. And maybe this is a good time to think that through a little bit.
Yeah,
and
right.
Also, the person who is living in isolation, maybe try to bloom out and go the other way. Make a few phone calls yourself to people,
right,
to friends, whatever, to neighbors, to whoever. You know, so there's two sides always.
No, I agree. Listen, so it's like, but you know, like there are these great programs. You know, John had mentioned earlier about the Sid Jacobson JCC. So the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center has been doing all these kind of virtual programs. So, which was nice, I got an email yesterday that they're gonna start doing these laughter yoga programs, which is really good. Because listen, at this point, I think everyone needs a good laugh. So they'll be offering that. They have all kinds of archive fitness things and writing classes and coloring things all on their website too. So they'll have different discussion groups.
I wasn't there, but didn't you have a laughing yoga person on the radio?
We did. We did.
Okay.
And it was really great. I mean, we were like laughing really, really hard. It was me and actually Marlene, I think, who hosted that show. So there was like a lot of like hearty laughing, and it really does work, because she was saying, which sticks with me, is like, even if you're sad inside, to force yourself to smile and to laugh, is really something that's, makes you feel better. Like even if you're not feeling happy, just the mere sheer act of laughing and smiling, you know, makes you feel better, because you're like faking out your brain. So everyone out there, that's gonna be my parting words. You know, just try and smile, see if it works. Listen, we're all home. You could look silly, be in your pajamas, and just laugh alone if you have to. So
that's it for today. I really appreciate this. This is wonderful. We had Tom Swazi on, which was very informative. Of course, Otto and Christina, who put this all together. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And the best shout out goes to Dan Cox, who, if he didn't make this possible, nobody would be hearing from any of us. And we all
want
to hear from us. Okay, have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Bye.